Hello and welcome to another bonus edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. As we run down 10 article headlines that Alabama fans missed due to spring practice being canceled with this coronavirus. Wow. So headline number six, article number six, we would have seen tied backup running back undecided. And it's a little bit of glorious headline here, right? Because we're seeing backup running back remains undecided. So it assumes that Najee is the starter, and it's a fair assumption. Another thing that I think about when I read that headline is, who cares? Tied backup running back undecided, who cares? And I say that for a couple of reasons. Saban has demonstrated certainly a willingness to rotate two to three running backs, and to also feed the hot hand. And there's a little bit of a delicate dance there, right? You want to rotate players, but when someone gets hot, you continue to feed them, which really is pressing pause on the rotation. And so we rotate. When someone gets hot, we're going to continue to feed that player. And we've seen Saban sort of evolve over the years. There was early, you know, we think about Mark Ingram and Trent, and then Lacy, it was two possessions for Mark, one possession for Trent, two possessions for Mark, one possession for Trent, one possession for Lacy, two possessions. And it was almost sort of a cadence to it. You could map it out. Saban has become much less predictable in terms of how he maps it out, but there's still a flow. There's still a rhythm, and we'll rotate two to three backs depending upon, I think of Josh Jacobs, depending upon the versatility of the third back, or if it's a blowout situation and we're sort of emptying the bench, we'll see that. We'll see that as well. In 2019, it was primarily Najee because he really had the hot hand most games. Brian Robinson just seemed out of sorts, is how I would say that in 2018. In 2019. The rotation was, you know, Damian Harris, Najee Harris, and Josh Jacobs. So we did get the three deep there. And so when we think about that headline, that's great. What I would have been most interested in tracking, and it would have been, you know, sort of buried into articles as well, what I would have been most interested in tracking is sort of figuring out Brian Robinson. There seemed to be something sort of shrouding his season last year. He didn't perform nearly as well as I had expected. I thought he might have a 1,000-yard season. I thought he was going to be a player that sort of represents why people hate Alabama, because I've never heard of this guy, and he's as good as anybody else in the country. And we didn't see that. And I still think he has the ability to demonstrate that. There's still some people, I think, inside the building that think Brian Robinson is as talented or more talented than Najee. It's just the opportunity has not been afforded, and he hasn't pressed the opportunities that he's been given, especially in 2019. Because I think as dynamic as Najee was, I think if Brian had played a little bit better, then he would have eaten into some of the reps and some of the opportunity that Najee had. And so when I say figuring out Brian Robinson, and I love the kid, right? I'm not mad at him. It's how whatever was, you know, not right in 19, is it right in 20? And then also, and in addition, what sort of niche role or opportunity can we carve out for him? And I'm thinking H-back. So can we put him in the Jalston Fowler H-back role? And so we have the opportunity to play. He's really playing an H-back, which is a full fullback tight end hybrid. And so when you think about personnel grouping, the defense looking at the offensive personnel grouping, are they in a 12, one tight end, two running backs, or are they in a 21, two tight ends, one running back? And then the opportunity to sort of flex off of that. The defense is lining up, you know, in this way, so we're going to motion, you know, Brian either out or motion him into a fullback, motion him into a tight end on the other side of the line. And then it brings a, you know, when Jalston manned the H position, he was bringing a fullback athletic skill set to the tight end position, which is really good. When Miller Forstall plays the H-back, he's bringing a tight end skill set to the H-back position. When Brian would play that position, he would bring a legit running back skill set. And so there's an added dynamic component there. And so I would be really keen on any articles talking about running backs. Talk to me about Brian Robinson. Talk to me about Brian Robinson. We know what Najee is. We don't need to, you know, we don't need a lot of glory articles on Najee. Let's figure out what Brian Robinson is doing. I'd also keenly be interested in the health of Trey Sanders. Is he participating? And I think he practiced in some of the bowl practices. So I suspect that he would have been healthy, that he would have been back. Would we have limited him in any sort of way? I don't know. And then how would he have looked? How explosive would he looked? I think there was some speculation that, and I've heard people comment that Trey may be the most talented running back on the roster. And so it would have been exciting to start to see some of that materialize in spring in some of the scrimmages and certainly in A-Day as well. So that'd be a fun thing to watch. How healthy is Trey Sanders? And then I would look for, and I'm sort of going deep for this, but I would look for what role are we carving out for Keelan Robinson? I think this kid is super dynamic. He just flashed when he was on the field. He just flashed, and the way that he just popped reminded me of a Kenyon Drake, and it reminded me of Josh Jacobs. That he just had that pop, and so I would look for what type of role can we carve out, or what kind of niche can we carve out for Keelan Robinson? Because I think there is certainly an opportunity to take advantage of his athleticism, and there's a dynamic wrinkle within the offense that I think Keelan can support. Now, when we start thinking about predictions at the position, I'm going to go straight Saban, and I'm going to bracket, right? I'm going to say there's a starter one and a starter starter A and a starter B, and then a backup A and a backup B. So I'm going to be Saban all the way on this one. I think your number one running back is a bracket between Najee Harris and Trey Sanders. And I think your number two running back is a bracket between Brian Robinson and Keelan Robinson. And I think Brian Robinson, like I said, has the opportunity to play a Jostin Fowler-styled H-back. And I think Keelan Robinson has an opportunity for a Josh Jacobs / Kenyon Drake sort of wrinkle or sub-package. That would be incredibly interesting to look for. The youngsters will be fun to watch too. Jace McClellan and Roydale Williams. I think at least one of them gets reps in the offense. If you project to 2021, and we're talking about Najee, Trey, Brian, Keelan. Well, Najee and Brian are gone, and then so you've got Trey and Keelan. So Keelan's going to have to get some reps, so that he's not coming in with no reps in 2021. And I think sort of incrementally, then you need to think about Jace and Roydell. At least one of them needs to have some opportunity this year in 2020, so we kind of know what we have for 2021. And so that'd be fun to watch too. We probably get less of that in spring other than just, hey, they're looking good. And that's a storyline that carries into the fall, but that's certainly something to watch and track for when you start thinking about the Alabama running back position. Well, hey, this has been another bonus edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. Roll Tide.